Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and this is the place where we break down everything happening in the world of AI hardware, from chips and silicon to data centers and beyond. Big thanks to today's sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to for silicon development expertise. All right, we've got a packed episode today. We're talking TSMC's photonics play, their CoWoS packaging dominance, some interesting moves in the semiconductor ETF space, and Meta throwing its own custom AI chips into the ring. Let's get into it. Okay, so story one, and this is one I've been wanting to dig into for a while. It's about TSMC and photonics. The headline from 24/7, the Wall Street calls it the quiet catalyst in AI chips. And honestly, that framing is pretty spot on, because photonics doesn't get the same hype as, say, a new GPU architecture or a flashy chip announcement. But what's happening here could fundamentally change how AI hardware scales. So let me break this down. Photonics, in the context of chips and data centers, is essentially about moving data using light instead of electrons. Now, traditional copper interconnects, the wires that move data between chips, between memory, between servers, they work fine up to a point. But as AI workloads get bigger and more demanding, those copper connections start becoming a bottleneck. They consume a lot of power, they generate heat, and there's a physical limit to how fast you can push electrons down a wire before things start breaking down. Light doesn't have those same problems. Photons travel faster, they can carry more data per channel, and they do it with significantly less energy. So silicon photonics integrating optical components directly into or alongside your chips is basically the next frontier for getting data where it needs to go at the speeds AI demands. Now here's why TSMC ramping up photonics is such a big deal. TSMC is the foundry. They're the ones manufacturing chips for NVIDIA, Apple, AMD, you name it. If TSMC is building out serious photonic manufacturing capability, that means the ecosystem around it scales too. It's like if the world's best road construction company suddenly got really good at building high-speed rail, everything connected to their infrastructure benefits. And when we're talking about AI training clusters, these massive interconnected systems with thousands of GPUs, the bottleneck is increasingly about how fast you can move data between those GPUs, not just how fast each individual GPU is. That's where photonics becomes a genuine competitive weapon. So TSMC quietly ramping this capability. Yeah, that could be a very big deal over the next 2 to 3 years. Keep your eye on this one. All right, story two, and I'll be honest, this one leans a little more into the investment side of things, but there's real hardware substance underneath it. Yahoo Finance put out a piece flagging TSMC as a great tech stock to buy before Q2 earnings. And look, I'm not a financial advisor, so take the investment angle for what it is. But the underlying reason analysts are bullish on TSMC is pure hardware fundamentals, and that's worth talking about. TSMC is in an almost unprecedented position in the semiconductor industry right now. They're the only company on the planet that can manufacture the most advanced chips at scale. When we talk about 3-nanometer and 2-nanometer processes, the cutting-edge nodes that are going into the best AI accelerators, TSMC is essentially the only game in town. Samsung is trying, Intel Foundry is trying, but TSMC's yield rates and manufacturing consistency are just in a different league right now. And the demand side of this equation is absolutely insane. Every major tech company, NVIDIA, Apple, Broadcom, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, they're all competing for TSMC's most advanced capacity. There are reports of customers booking capacity years in advance. Think about that. You're paying up front, years before your chip even goes into production just to secure a slot. That's how tight the supply is. Now, Q2 earnings for TSMC are going to be a fascinating read because they'll give us a real-time snapshot of just how hot AI chip demand is. TSMC's revenue is essentially a proxy for the entire AI hardware build-out. When their numbers are strong, it means the hyperscalers are still spending aggressively on compute infrastructure. And right now, all signals point to that spending continuing at a really elevated level. From a hardware perspective, what I'm watching in their earnings is capacity utilization, advanced node revenue mix, and any commentary around CoWoS packaging, which actually brings me perfectly into story three. So let's go there. Story three is from Yahoo Finance as well, and it's specifically about TSMC's CoWoS technology and why it keeps TSMC so central to the HBM-driven AI chip boom. Now, CoWoS stands for chip on wafer on substrate, and this is one of those technologies that sounds incredibly nerdy, but is genuinely one of the most important things happening in AI hardware right now. Let me explain why. Think about a modern AI accelerator like NVIDIA's H100 or the newer B200. These chips aren't just a single piece of silicon anymore. They're actually a combination of multiple chips, the main GPU die, and then multiple stacks of HBM, which stands for high bandwidth memory, all packaged together into what's called a multi-chip module. And the way you connect all those components together matters enormously. CoWoS is TSMC's advanced packaging technology that essentially acts as the glue bringing all these pieces together. It creates a silicon interposer, think of it like a really high-tech circuit board at the chip level, that allows the GPU die and the HBM memory stacks to talk to each other with incredibly high bandwidth and low latency. We're talking about memory bandwidth in the terabytes per second range. Here's the analogy I like for this. Imagine the GPU is a really brilliant analyst, and the HBM is the filing cabinet full of data they need to do their job. Traditional packaging is like having the filing cabinet in the next room. You can get the data, but you have to walk over and grab it every time. CoWoS is like putting the filing cabinet right next to the analyst's desk, with a dozen hands able to grab files simultaneously. The analyst can work so much faster because the data is just right there. And the thing is, nobody does CoWoS at the scale and quality that TSMC does. This isn't just chip fabrication anymore, it's advanced packaging, and it's become just as much of a competitive moat for TSMC as their leading-edge fabs. NVIDIA needs CoWoS. Google needs it for their TPUs. AMD needs it for their Instinct accelerators. They all come to TSMC, which means TSMC isn't just making the chips, they're essentially assembling the entire brain of modern AI hardware. CoWoS capacity has actually been a real constraint on how quickly NVIDIA could ship H100s and H200s over the past couple years. It's not always about the chip itself. Sometimes the bottleneck is in the packaging. That's a fascinating dynamic, and it really underscores why TSMC's role in the AI supply chain goes way deeper than most people realize. Okay, story four. Let's zoom out a little bit and look at what's happening in the investment landscape around AI hardware. VanEck Semiconductor ETF has been on a rally, and the driver is exactly what you'd expect. Investors piling into AI hardware exposure on the back of strong data center demand. Now, this one is interesting because an ETF rally is actually a pretty useful signal about broader market sentiment. So VanEck has a semiconductor ETF, ticker symbol SMH for those who know it, and it's one of the most widely watched benchmarks for how the chip sector as a whole is doing.
When that ETF rallies, it's not just one company doing well, it means the whole semiconductor ecosystem is getting a lift. And right now, the catalyst is very clearly AI infrastructure spending. Here's the hardware context that's driving this. The major hyperscalers, we're talking Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Meta, they have all publicly committed to absolutely enormous capital expenditure numbers for data center buildout in 2025 and beyond. We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars collectively being poured into AI infrastructure. That spending flows directly into the semiconductor supply chain, GPUs, custom AI accelerators, networking chips, memory, power management chips, all of it. And what's interesting is that this isn't just an NVIDIA story anymore, even though NVIDIA gets most of the headlines. The data center buildout requires a whole ecosystem of chips. You need high-speed networking from companies like Marvell and Broadcom. You need power delivery and management chips. You need the PCB substrate manufacturers, the advanced packaging companies. It's a rising tide that's lifting a lot of boats in the semiconductor space. The data center demand signal is also pretty durable right now. Unlike some previous semiconductor cycles where demand was driven by consumer electronics, phones, PCs, gaming, which can be pretty cyclical and volatile, AI infrastructure spending feels more like a multi-year build cycle. These hyperscalers are essentially building out the compute infrastructure for the next decade, and they're doing it aggressively because falling behind in AI compute capacity is not an option for them strategically. So the VanEck ETF rally is really just investors recognizing that this hardware buildout is real, it's sustained, and there's a broad basket of semiconductor companies that are going to benefit from it. From a hardware nerd perspective, it's genuinely exciting to see the market finally grasping just how infrastructure intensive the AI revolution actually is. All right, last story, and this one is genuinely fascinating from a hardware strategy standpoint. CNBC is reporting that Meta has started rolling out its in-house AI chips, and the timing here is really interesting because this is happening just weeks after Meta signed massive deals with both NVIDIA and AMD for external GPUs. So what exactly is going on here, and why does it matter? Meta's in-house chip is called the MTIA, which stands for Meta Training and Inference Accelerator. And this isn't brand new. Meta has been working on custom silicon for a while now, but the rollout at scale is a significant step. And before anyone asks the obvious question, if Meta just bought a ton of NVIDIA and AMD chips, why are they also building their own? The answer is actually very logical once you understand how big tech companies think about their hardware strategy. Think of it like this. Imagine you run a huge shipping company. You might have a contract with a major truck manufacturer for your heavy-duty long-haul trucks. Those are your NVIDIA H100s and B200s, the absolute workhorses for the hardest AI training jobs. But for local deliveries, you might build your own specialized vehicles that are perfectly optimized for exactly your routes and your cargo. That's what Meta's custom silicon is doing. The MTIA is specifically designed for Meta's inference workloads. That's running AI models to serve recommendations, feed ranking, content moderation, all the stuff happening billions of times a day across Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Threads. These workloads have very specific characteristics. They're not the same as training a massive language model from scratch, which requires the raw compute density of an H100. Inference at Metascale is about efficiency, throughput, and cost per query. And here's where custom silicon really shines. When you design a chip specifically for your workload, your data types, your model architectures, your serving patterns, you can eliminate a ton of the general purpose overhead that's built into commercial GPUs. You get better performance per watt, better performance per dollar, and you build strategic independence from any single vendor. That last point is not trivial. Meta spending less on NVIDIA for inference means they can redirect that budget toward more training compute. The fact that they're rolling this out alongside, not instead of, NVIDIA and AMD deals tells you something important about how mature their thinking is here.
They're not betting everything on custom silicon. They're building a tiered hardware strategy. Use external accelerators for the hardest, most compute-intensive training work where NVIDIA has a massive advantage. Use custom silicon for the high-volume, cost-sensitive inference work where efficiency matters more than raw power. This is exactly the playbook we've seen from Google with TPUs and Amazon with their Trainium and Inferentia chips, and it's a strategy that makes total sense at hyperscaler scale. Meta runs AI inference across billions of users. Even a small improvement in efficiency per inference translates into massive cost savings and potentially lower latency for users. So the MTIA rollout is really a coming-of-age moment for Meta's silicon program, and it's going to be really interesting to watch how their custom chip capabilities evolve over the next few years. And that, my friends, wraps up today's episode. What a week for AI hardware, from TSMC's photonics and Kuo's dominance to semiconductor ETF rallies and Meta stepping up its custom silicon game. There is so much happening in this space, and honestly, it just keeps accelerating. The AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. If you got value out of today's episode, please subscribe and share it with someone who geeks out on chips and silicon as much as we do. All the source articles and additional details are in the link in show notes. I'm Skylar Monroe. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.